This is KUT. For many women in Texas, abortions are getting harder to obtain. The cost of the procedure is increasing, and so are the distances people have to travel to get one. For some, that's making it almost impossible to get an abortion. But there are groups here in Austin working to transport women to clinics far from home and help them cover the costs. KUT's Ashley Lopez spoke with some of those advocates.
Andy Gersh is sitting on a large floral couch in the middle of her living room. Her cell phone is in front of her on a coffee table, just in case she gets a call. Gersh says this is pretty much what a day working for the Bridge Collective is like.
We are at my home. I have my insane dogs are barking in the backyard, and this is mostly where I do my work. Yeah, and all of our meetings happen in houses, so this is a common meeting space for us.
The Bridge Collective is a small group here in Austin who are helping women in Texas travel to get an abortion. In the wake of a 2013 law that put stricter regulations on abortions, more than half of the state's clinics closed, mostly in rural areas. So some Texans are traveling longer distances to get an abortion. And people like Andy Gersh are acting as sort of a travel agent for them.
Our collective has 7 people in it, which is kind of perfect because we each have a day on the hotline. And so we just answer the phone call. When they come in, the person will give me their information about what day their procedure is, where they live, or do they need transport just from the procedure to home or, you know, a full round trip.
That information, Gersh says, gets dispatched to a group of volunteer drivers. She says they have roughly 20 folks who pitch in. It's kind of like calling in an Uber, except it's free, and everyone who does this work is an advocate.
That was what we needed to focus on as people, as kind of activists in the reproductive justice movement, is kind of working on helping people get access to clinics, because people who live in Killeen are nowhere near a clinic anywhere. And that area is really kind of a hot spot for, you know, people who are kind of like midway between Dallas and Austin are the ones who call us, I would say, the most frequently.
And the burden on a group like this has been steadily growing. In Texas, long distances are an expensive problem because women are required by law to make multiple visits to a clinic before they actually get an abortion.
We had one patient in 2013 that we drove, I think, a sum total of 700 or 800 miles just because to do all of the trips.
And new laws have made the procedure itself more expensive, which is something another group here in Austin has been taking on. At a small coffee shop not far from Andy Gersh's house, Amanda Williams says she's concerned people are getting priced out.
It's become a very expensive ordeal, and it just shouldn't be that way.
Williams works with the Lilith Fund. They give small grants to people who need an abortion who can't afford it. With rising costs, Williams says that's becoming tougher too.
We're able to fund about a third of those who call us. So, you know, the need, again, is growing. There's this premise that, you know, when we're getting rid of clinics, we're getting rid of the need for abortions. That's just never going to be the case.
Back at Andy Gersh's living room, she tells me access to abortion continues to be a moving target here in Texas. She says they deal with each new obstacle as they come up, but she says it doesn't feel like nearly enough.
You know, regardless, we can't stop doing what we're doing. Even with that knowledge, that's this isn't going to, you know, increase access to abortion in the large scale way. But the fact is that the phone keeps ringing.
For some, the hurdles have become impossible to clear. Gersh, whose day job is working as a nurse at a pediatric ICU, says she's concerned women are seeking abortions without medical assistance. A study last year found a large number of women tried to self-induce abortions using home remedies and medication.
There's nothing that we can do. There's nothing that we can do to prevent that, really. Besides, maybe that's not a direction we would go, is starting to do outreach about how unsafe, you know, certain methods are, or, you know.
With that, Gersh shrugs. She says her group just got more drivers to volunteer. That means they'll be able to serve more women soon. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.